KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Major League Baseball made an opening presentation to the Players Union Tuesday on terms to start the coronavirus delayed season. A person familiar with the discussions told the Associated Press that MLB did not make an economic proposal during its opening presentation. The meeting lasted 3 to 4 hours. An agreement with the Players Association is needed to be able to play ball. Baseball owners gave their go-ahead to their proposal on Monday, a plan that could lead to the coronavirus delayed season starting around the 4th of July weekend in ballparks without fans. Players agreed on March 26th to a deal in which they would be paid a prorated share of salaries based on the portion of the 162-game schedule that is played. As part of the deal, if no games are played, they would receive service time for 2020, matching what they earned last year. Players are more interested in medical protocols and testing designed to protect them from and detect the new coronavirus. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker criticized Major League players for not being willing to take pay cuts further. A member of the family that controls Hyatt Hotels, Pritzker's own net worth has been estimated by Forbes at $3.4 billion. Well, Seattle Mariners have informed its personnel working under uniform employee contracts that certain employees will have a 5-month reduction in pay, but there will be no furloughs or layoffs through October 31st. The pay reductions of at least 20% are for staff making $60,000 or more. The UEC covers employees on the Major League coaching staff, coaches and coordinators in the minor league system, scouts and performance coaches. Those with larger salaries are expected to take a cut more significant than 20%. UEC employees will receive full benefits through October. Approximately half of its employees working under a UEC will not have any reduction in pay. The team had previously told employees working under the UEC that they would receive full pay through May 31st. In other virus-related sports news, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has opened the door for professional sports teams to return to the state. Ducey said on Tuesday that professional sports, including baseball, NBA, NHL, and NFL, can resume without fans on Saturday. The state is slowly starting to reopen during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. As Pac-12 football coaches pitched an NCAA-mandated uniform start to the season, some of the latest plans to fight the coronavirus in California further muddled how college teams will return to play in the West. Washington coach Jimmy Lake said Tuesday in a video conference with reporters that he would prefer for all major college teams to begin 6 weeks of preparation for the season at the same time. Well, the club that hosts the Wimbledon tennis tournament says it has made donations worth about $1.5 million to emergency services and charities amid the coronavirus pandemic. The All England Club says it has also made contributions to a relief program to support players whose income is affected by the virus outbreak. This year's Grass Court Grand Slam event was canceled on April 1st. It's the first time Wimbledon has been shelved since World War II. The NCAA has canceled both sessions of the NCAA Basketball Academy in July because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Those sessions were scheduled for July 20th through 26th at Utah, Winthrop, Wichita State, and Connecticut. Up to 1,600 players from the high school graduating classes between 2021 and 2023 were to be selected to the academy, with up to 400 assigned to each region during those two sessions. USA Gymnastics will not hold any top-tier events for the rest of this year. The organization announced Tuesday it's scrapping the U.S. Classic and the National Championships because of the pandemic. The organization had initially hoped to reschedule the events for later in 2020 after Tokyo Olympics were pushed back to the summer of 2021. On the day they were supposed to hold a parade to mark their 2019 WNBA championship, the Washington Mystics have revealed plans for what the team is billing as a virtual celebration. The Mystics originally planned to take to the streets of the nation's capital Tuesday, but that was scrapped because of the pandemic. The Diamond League event in London is the latest track meet to be canceled because of the pandemic. The meet had been scheduled for July 4th and 5th at the Olympic Stadium. British Athletics said the decision has been made in light of the ongoing global pandemic. Swedish soccer players will not be required to take a test for COVID-19 before practice sessions or matches. Players will instead have to fill in a self-assessment form each morning before arriving at a training or match. The club doctor will then assess whether the player is healthy enough to take part. Players must stay at home if they have any symptoms. Well, the Big Ten Conference has approved hardship waiver petitions for Iowa basketball players Jordan Bohannon and Jack Nungy to give each of them an extra year of eligibility. Bohannon averaged 8.8 points and 3.3 assists in 10 games before undergoing season-ending surgery on his left hip in December. He had the same procedure on his right hip last May. The Marion native holds the Iowa record with 284 career three-pointers made. Nungy started 5 games last season before tearing the ACL in his right knee. Freshman forward Patrick McCaffrey's hardship waiver is still under review. Well, first, Nojel Eastern entered his name in the NBA draft. Now the rising senior has put his name into the NCAA's transfer portal. Either way, it sounds as if the Purdue guard could become the second veteran in a month to leave the Boilermakers program after coach Matt Painter made the announcement Tuesday. Center Matt Harms announced in April that he would play his final season at Brigham Young. As a junior, Eastern averaged 4.9 points, 4 rebounds, and 2.7 assists while shooting just 42% from the field and 48.5% from the free throw line. He will have 1 year of eligibility remaining. A person familiar with the results of a poll of NBA players taken by their union says there would be overwhelming support for any plan that has this season resuming in a safe way amid the coronavirus pandemic. The poll conducted by the National Basketball Players Association was informal, but it gave a clear sense that players would like to not only get to the playoffs, but also resume at least some of the regular season, according to the person who shared the details with the Associated Press. The NBA suspended its season on March 11th with 259 regular season games remaining. Players have been paid in full on each of the 4 paydays that have followed, though that will change on Friday when most of the league sees a 25% reduction in their paycheck. Players stand to lose roughly $850 million in gross salary if the regular season is not resumed, and the NBA exercises its right to withhold roughly 1.08% of each player's salary for any game that is ultimately canceled. In football news, the Arizona Cardinals have re-signed cornerback Kevin Peterson to a 1-year contract. The 26-year-old Peterson played in 14 games last season, starting 3 of them. He was pushed into a bigger role because of Patrick Peterson's 6-game suspension and Robert Alford's season-ending injury. He had 16 tackles, 2 passes defended, and 6 special teams tackles after joining the team off of waivers from the Rams in September. Offensive lineman Danny Pinter has become the first of Indianapolis's 9 draft picks to sign his rookie contract. The 6'4", 306-pound Ball State alum was selected in the 5th round last month, number 149 overall. Pinter played in high school and college football all in Indiana and now will have a chance to play in the NFL with his home state team. Pinter signed a 4-year deal worth roughly $3.6 million. And the South Korean Women's Golf Tour is starting up again with the KLPGA Championship opening tomorrow, an event that will be played without fans on the course. Women's golf in South Korea joins Korea's professional baseball and soccer leagues, which have already restarted in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. The tournament at the Lakewood Country Club, located east of the capital of Seoul, was originally scheduled for April 30th through May 3rd. Organizers said social distancing will be practiced by players and tournament officials. Players will also have hand sanitizer available. It was not clear if players would take coronavirus tests. That 150-player field is topped by some of the best players, including the defending champion in that league. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.